Welcome back to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's another beautiful day in Bristol Bay. The Naknek Kwejek has its first active management opener today, and things are picking up steam in the Nooshigak River. It's Monday, June 24th. I'm your host, Izzy Ross. Coming up tonight, we catch up with Maggie Carr in the studio. She won the second annual Nooka Derby, which took place over the weekend. We also check in with a couple Nooshigak drifters and hear what people were thinking as they prepared for the season in the Dillingham Boatyard.
You know, I feel pretty good. The run's been pretty good over the last 3 or 4 years, and price has been going up. And, you know, as long as we can kind of stay going in the same direction, I can't see why it won't be another amazing year.
Those stories and more after this.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Before we get to those stories this evening, let's do the numbers. On the west side, harvest in the Nooshigak District was 475,000 sockeye yesterday for a cumulative of 1.2 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 8 million. 16,000 sockeye escaped past the Nooshigak River sonar yesterday for a season total of 132,800. 2,200 Chinook escaped for a total of 26,200, and chum escapement yesterday was 13,600. The total is 73,600 this season. The Wood River Tower counted 11,500 fish as of 6 a.m. this morning. Yesterday's escapement was 43,200. The total is now at 278,200. And the Igushik Tower started counting at 8 a.m. this morning, so we should have those numbers tomorrow. There is a drift opener in the Nooshigak District from 8:30 p.m. tonight until 3:30 a.m. Tuesday morning, and again from 8:30 a.m. tomorrow until 1:30 p.m. In Igigik, yesterday's harvest was 148,000, bringing the cumulative harvest to 371,000 fish. Escapement was 10,000, and the cumulative escapement is now 60,000. A 5-hour drift opener in the Igigik District began just a few minutes ago at 6 p.m. It runs until 11 p.m. tonight. Both drift and set netters can fish from 5 a.m. until 1 p.m. Tuesday, an 8-hour period. In Ugashik, the in-river test fishery project is operational and detecting very low levels of passage in the Ugashik River. According to Fish and Game, the rate of passage into the Ugashik River is too low to justify a commercial fishing opportunity tomorrow. The department says it is monitoring the situation closely and will advise the fleet at noon tomorrow. Escapement in the Naknek River yesterday was 50,300 for a cumulative of 56,000. The Kwejek in-river estimate is 25,000. The Naknek Kwejek District extended the set net opener that began this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. It now closes tomorrow at 3 p.m. That district will open to drifters for a 7.5-hour period. It starts tonight at 6:30 p.m. and ends tomorrow at 2 o'clock a.m. The next opener will last for 9 hours from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. In Igigik, as of 9 a.m. today, there were 357 permits on 280 vessels, 77 D-boats. At 9 a.m. on Wednesday, 7 permits will transfer out of that district for a total of 350 on 274 vessels and 76 D-boats. It looks like the Naknek Kwejek is picking up a few permits. That district had 133 this morning, but it will go up to 170 on Wednesday morning. Similarly, the district will go from 115 vessels and 18 D-boats today to 144 vessels and 26 D-boats on Wednesday. There are currently 859 permits and 653 vessels registered for the Nooshigak District. In 48 hours, that will go up slightly to 876 permits and 663 vessels. The Nooshigak has the most D-boats of any district, with 208 today and 213 on Wednesday. Togiak currently has 21 permits and 21 vessels. It will pick up 3 of each for Wednesday morning for a total of 24 permits and 24 vessels. There are no D-boats in Togiak. The Ugashik has the least permits and vessels so far, with 17 permits and 15 vessels. On Wednesday, it'll go up to 21 permits and 17 vessels, also going up from 2 D-boats to 4. At the Chignik Weir, as of 2 p.m. this afternoon, escapement was at 6,300. Total escapement yesterday was 14,900 reds. The season total so far is 109,800. Further down, through June 23rd, the total sockeye harvest for Area M on the South Peninsula is at 536,700. The pink harvest there is at 7.5 million. The sockeye harvest on the North Peninsula is 132,800. We can expect the second round of stock composition tests to be released sometime tomorrow from Port Muller. Port Muller's daily update is in from last night. A slight fluctuation in catch indices across the transect. The average daily index continues to climb. Today's is the highest so far at 38. Station 2 had a daily catch index of 2. That's a drop from Saturday's index of 12. It caught 1 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 in the 5 1/8. Station 4 had a catch index of 23, with 2 in the 4.5 and 8 in the 5 1/8. The catch index for Station 6 was 30, 8 in the 4.5, and 6 in the 5 1/8. At Station 8, the daily catch index jumped to 60, up from Saturday's index of 39, with 22 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 5 1/8. Station 10 had an index of 75, way up from Saturday's 25. Yesterday, that station caught 16 in the 4.5 and 23 in the 5 1/8. Station 12 had a catch index of 62. It caught 10 in the 4.5 and 16 in the 5 1/8. Station 14's daily index dropped to 2, with 1 in the 4.5 and 0 in the 5 1/8. At Station 16, the index also dropped. It was 3, with 1 in the 4.5 and 0 in the 5 1/8-inch mesh. Station 18 swung way up. On Saturday, it caught 0 fish, but yesterday, the catch index was 86, 17 in the 4.5 and 9 in the 5 1/8. The index at Station 20 dropped way down to 8 from 43 on Saturday. Yesterday, it caught 2 in the 4.5 and 1 in the 5 1/8. Station 22 had an index of 14, with 0 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 5 1/8. We are going to take a short break. We'll be back with the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in a moment.
Support comes from Maritime Fabrications Incorporated, working to provide quality, innovative deck gear and equipment solutions to the Bristol Bay Gillnet fleet since 1978, with locations in Naknek and Laconer, Washington, and online at laconermaritime.com.
We're back with the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this Monday evening. The second annual Nootka Derby took place over the weekend, and we have the winner of this year's Derby, Maggie Carr, here in the studio with us. Thank you so much for coming into the studio to talk about this weekend. Tell me a little bit about it. How was it?
It was pretty exciting. It was kind of nerve-wracking at the end there, but overall it was pretty good.
Did you fish all 3 days?
So I fished Friday and Saturday. I caught my fish on Friday about late afternoon sometime. And when we got it there, I was like, oh, it's the biggest one on the board so far. And then after that, I was just like, oh, gotta check that board. Gotta check that board.
Got it. So that was Friday. Did you fish on Sunday?
No, on Sunday I didn't have a boat. My dad has a lodge up in Portage Creek, and he didn't have any boats available. And so, like, every boat that pulled in, I was like, oh, my God, what's the board at? Am I still number one? And it was kind of nerve-wracking.
How big was the fish that you caught?
So it was 30.7 pounds.
That's a big fish. Do you know if there were any contestants who were who got close to that?
Yeah, so these guys that are with my dad's lodge, actually, Belmont Anderson, on Saturday caught a 28-pound fish. And so I was like, I got to get out there and I got to get a bigger fish. And I was like, it's cutting it too close. So we tried to fish, like, all night long and didn't get anything.
The first Derby took place last year, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Did you fish in that one as well?
Yes, I did. Last year, I got the locals' women's biggest fish.
happen. So this year, you're just ramping it up, basically.
Yep. So this time I came back hard and I got first.
And you mentioned something earlier about winning across four different categories.
Yeah. So overall, the biggest fish, I won that, and that was $3,000. I won the biggest women's fish, the biggest locals fish, and the biggest Alaska residents fish.
So all of the biggest fish.
Yeah, I got the biggest fish.
Was this year any different than last year? Is this your first derby experience here?
Well, last year it was the first derby I took place in. This year it was a little bit more, like, I guess it wasn't really stressful, but they did sell 50 more tickets than they did last year. So I was competing against 149 other people. Mm-hmm. So that was a little exciting.
Was there anything that you learned last year that you kind of employed this year, or was it basically the same?
It's basically the same. You know, you just go out there and fish and hope for the biggest one to bite your line.
How long have you been sport fishing for?
I've been sport fishing all my life. Since I was a little girl, I've always been fishing.
Do you have any favorite spots around here?
Well, in Portage Creek, where I grew up, I know that area pretty well since I drove it my life. And it's where I grew up, so it's fun to go back and actually winning, and it's exciting.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and talking a little bit about the Derby today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
On the west side, the run has been pretty normal so far. That's according to Tom Glass on the fishing vessel Brown Dog. He drifts in the Nooshigak, and he's been fishing for 30 years. I caught up with him earlier this afternoon to hear about how it's going so far. You guys have had a few openers so far this season. How are things looking for you?
Well, they're looking okay. It's kind of an early start here, it seems like, and we're getting a lot of fishing time. And not really big numbers, but they're adding up on fish.
Does it feel crowded, or how are things looking from that perspective?
It feels a little crowded, but not compared to last season, which was very crowded. I'm doing better than I was last year for the number of openings. It just seems a little more, the fish are a little spread out. I feel like the weather's been much nicer than it was last season by far, so far anyways.
Does the weather impact at all the run, or is it mostly just nice to not be rained on?
Well, it seems like you get more fish moving when it's stormy, but we still have fish moving through even though it hasn't been very windy whatsoever. Everything's been pretty calm so far, mm-hmm. Knock on wood.
That was Tom Glass on the fishing vessel Brown Dog. Another fisherman in the Nooshigak, Stuart McTaggart, has been fishing since the early 90s, and he's made four openers so far this season.
So we're happy to be fishing early and getting lots of fishing time. The run is still building, so catches haven't been very big, but with the amount of fishing time, we're putting in the pounds.
And according to McTaggart, it's getting a little cozy in the Nooshigak as more people get out on the water and some heads turn west.
There seems to be a lot of boats here. I was talking to some people at Trident yesterday, and they said Igigik is on their way. So due to lack of fishing time and poor molar results over there and for Igigik, we have some early transfers coming this way, and it sure does feel a little crowded.
And like Glass, McTaggart was also happy about the sunny weather they've been seeing.
I'd prefer good weather over bad weather, that's for sure, but it doesn't matter. We're going to fish either way.
That's how a few people on the west side are feeling now, but let's take a look back at how people felt before setting out on the water. KDLG's Alex Hager talked to fishermen in the Dillingham Boatyard a few weeks ago to get their thoughts ahead of the openers.
I'm pretty optimistic. You know, I think we have a decent run of 40 million fish returning this year, and that leaves plenty of room for everybody to make a decent living.
You know, we're coming off the backs of two really good seasons with bountiful fish and pretty good price, and so I think people have really high expectations.
Yeah, I saw the forecast. I'm doing my best to take it with a grain of salt, you know. It's a little smaller than last year, but it still looks fairly healthy and equal around the districts, so, you know, hopefully fishermen will spread out.
Expectations are high. Sounds like prices are going to be good. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm bullish. I think there's a decent amount of fish coming back, and I'm hopeful that the prices will be good. I'm told that there's no more left in the freezers, so that's good.
Happy about the fish return, and you know, lots of everybody's got sinking a lot of money into their operations these days, so there's tons of work going on, lots of new stuff to see.
It's really hard to even talk about fishing before you go fishing because you just don't know. You know, and something, it's is such a short season here, it's very compressed, and you just want to have your boat as prepared as you can so you don't have any breakdowns.
You know, I feel pretty good. The run's been pretty good over the last 3 or 4 years, and price has been going up, and you know, as long as we can kind of stay going in the same direction, I can't see why it won't be another amazing year.
We'll be checking in with fishermen in all the districts over the next few reports. Stay tuned for those conversations later this week. And, of course, hit us up if you want to be on the Fish Report, 842-5281 or 842-2200. That does it for tonight's show in the Bristol Bay Marine Weather Forecast. Tonight, a southwest wind at 10 knots, becoming a southeast wind after midnight, seas at 2 feet with areas of fog. Tomorrow, a southeast wind at 15 knots, seas at 2 feet and areas of fog. Tomorrow night, a southeast wind remaining at 15 knots and seas at 3 feet. In messages to the fleet, this one is from Susie Fangmeyer. Happy 19th birthday to Mac Fangmeyer, fishing with the Montana crew near Igigik Coffee Point. Todd, Mac, Peyton, Graydon, Curry, and the three Dans. Enjoy your adventures on the Harvest Moon and the beach. Revel in every moment of this beautiful Alaska opportunity. We'll be waiting for you in Montana when the season is over. Fish on. Shout out to Jenna Talbot, Still the Weather, care of Leader Creek, Summer Bay Boat in Naknek. That's from Ron Zimmerman in Maybell, Colorado. To Captain Doug Morgan on the fishing vessel, Miss Emma. I know it's been a tough season so far, but I have good news. Tammy has forgiven you for what you did in the pool at the get-together last month. Everybody got a little carried away. She asks only that you pay for your share of the decontamination. I don't want to know what that means. Hashtag serve pro, hashtag like it never happened, but it did. That's from the Oracle. If you'd like to get your message out to the fleet on this show, send it over in an email to fish@kdlg.org. If you'd like to get in touch about anything else, give us a call at 842-5281 or send an email to fish@kdlg.org. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. For our fishing song today, we've got Working Man by Rush for the crew of the Arctic Tern. I'm Izzy Ross. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.